Today is very special day for Srimad Bhagavatam. So before reading the text, I will read some part of a prayer from Sanatana Goswami. So he says about Srimad Bhagavatam, O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. Very poetic. Rain. Pure love of God. So, stay in the rain. This is not the kind of rain you take an umbrella and put. No. So, you are always to be served, for you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. So hear from this that Srimad Bhagavatam is an incarnation of Krishna. So it's quite important. And today it's Bhadra Purnim. And in the Bhagavatam itself, it is said something about what we can do on Bhadra Purnim. So Sutta Goswami says, if on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, which is today, one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne. We have? Okay, maybe not. We don't have a golden throne. And gives it as a gift. This is something we can do. He will attain the supreme transcendental destination. So you can give today Srimad Bhagavatam as a gift. If you know someone who doesn't have a Srimad Bhagavatam set, you can give him the gift. If you don't have a Srimad Bhagavatam set, you can give a gift to yourself. It's a good gift. I think it counts. So here we have some ways of worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have a golden throne to put Srimad Bhagavatam on it. But maybe this is not so important, because there's many ways of worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam and Shastras. And one of them, so you go sometimes on and meet especially Indian people, because they know what Bhagavad Gita is. And so you go to them and you go on the street and you try to give him a Bhagavad Gita. And they say, no, I'm contaminated. I cannot touch Bhagavad Gita in this contaminated state. No? And this is very shastric, you know, actually, because Bhagavad Gita is the words of Krishna. And, it's Krishna. So you cannot touch it like, it's not something you just throw around. Like, this something, some book. So this is very good, but many times these kind of people, they stop here. Like you are telling them, okay, yes, go wash your hands and you take a Bhagavad Gita, and then you do something, you read this Bhagavad Gita, maybe. But many times they don't do this. They just take Bhagavad Gita, they have it, they put it somewhere on a shelf, they decorate it nicely, and that's it. Stop. Finish. Like, okay. Maybe that's not the purpose. And in our school, we put more emphasis on Vani, on the instruction, than on Vapu, on physical. Yes, you should treat Bhagavad Gita nicely, but more important than that is to read Bhagavad Gita, to read Srimad Bhagavatam, and to take it seriously. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells to Arjuna that whoever studies this sacred conversation is worshipping him with his intelligence. So this is one way of worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam, which is probably more important than having a throne, which we probably don't have enough money for the golden throne. But we can do this this kind of worship, worshiping Srimad Bhagavatam with our intelligence. It's not just today. Today, of course, it's a special day. But every day we can worship Srimad Bhagavatam with our intelligence. How do we do this? We come every day for Srimad Bhagavatam class. We hear something from Bhagavatam. And yeah, it's also, we can also outside the class take Srimad Bhagavatam and study. It's very nectarian. Like Sanatana Goswami says that your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. It's very nicely said. It's very nectar when you read Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can open it everywhere. Anywhere you can open it, you will find some nectar. Like we will see the text from today, you will find some nectar, and you will also find this is something very practical. Like this is very, very much applicable to our lives. It's not something like, because after studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we are also expected to take it in our lives. Like, not after Srimad Bhagavatam, we read, close it, and go on with our lives. Yeah. Everything I was doing before, but it was nice, interesting. Like, okay, I will speak about. Sometimes devotees, they distribute Krishna book. And they are like people with children, and they say, this is nice stories for the children also. And people, they take these books. Yes, nice stories for the children. Yes, but it's a bit more than that. this is some transcendental trick we're playing on people. But, it's a bit more than that. If we believe that this is just stories for children, it's not so good. So, okay, we will read the text today and see what it can tell us, how we can apply it in our lives. Okay, maybe we put the sense. So we have the Sanskrit Kleshaburyalpasarani. Karmani vi palaniva. Dehinam vishayartanam. Natatai varpitam tvai. Klesha. Hardship. Buri, very much. Alpa, very little. Sarani, good result. Karmani, activities. Vipalani, frustration. Va, either. Dehinam, of persons. Vishaya artanam, who are eager to enjoy the material world. Na, not. Tata, like that. Eva, indeed. Arpitam, dedicated. Tvai, unto your lordship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Karmis are always anxious to accumulate wealth for their sense gratification, but for that purpose they must work very hard. Yet, even though they work hard, the results are not satisfying. Indeed, sometimes their work results only in frustration. But devotees who have dedicated their lives to the service of the Lord can achieve substantial results without working very hard. These results exceed the devotees' expectations. Purport. We can practically see how the devotees who have dedicated their lives for the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness movement are getting immense opportunities for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without working very hard. The Krishna consciousness movement actually started with only 40 rupees, but now it has more than 40 crores worth of property. And all this opulence has been achieved within 8 or 10 years. No karmi can expect to improve his business so swiftly. And besides that, whatever a karmi acquires is temporary and sometimes frustrating. In Krishna consciousness, however, everything is encouraging and improving. The Krishna consciousness movement is not very popular with the karmis, because this movement recommends that one refrains from illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. These are restrictions that karmics very much dislike. Nonetheless, in the presence of so many enemies, this movement is progressing, going forward without impediments. If the devotees continue to spread this movement, dedicating life and soul to the lotus feet of Krishna, no one will be able to check it. The movement will go forward without limits. Chant Hare Krishna. So it's very practical purport. And Srila Prabhupada takes somehow a business perspective to everything. And sometimes there's this idea that devotees are will have material problems. Yes, somehow from material perspective, it's not good to be a devotee. And Srila Prabhupada gives here the example that actually, even from material perspective, he came with 40 rupees and he has temples all over the world. So, he has everything. And he gives the example that karmis, they work very hard. It's not that the devotees don't work, but they work very hard and sometimes are working in crazy conditions, like some of these factories. If you ever go inside and see how they are working, horrible. And devotees, they are working for Krishna and they're doing some, having some effort, but, and the results, there's this principle, this Lakshmi Narayan principle, which people don't really understand, even in India, because they are thinking, okay, in India they are a bit more intelligent. They say, okay, there's Lakshmi, this is Goddess of Fortune. If we please Goddess of Fortune, everything is fine. No? Yeah, this is good. And they are doing many things. But there is a little trick to this. Because Lakshmi Devi, also one of her name is Chanchala. Chanchala means she's very restless. She comes and quickly she goes. So you see many people, they have some wealth for some times, and then suddenly everything is disappearing. No? So, the reason is that there is a place where she likes to stay. And this is on the chest of Lord Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna. So the smartest way, actually, to have Lakshmi in your life is to have Krishna in your life. So if you have Krishna in your life, then Lakshmi is already there. Because Lakshmi, she likes to be with her husband. She's just a wife. So wherever is Krishna, she will also be there. She will provide... If she is providing everything for everyone, do we think that she is not providing for someone who is serving Krishna? Oh, he's serving my husband. Whoa, such a nice person. So we give everything. When I got initiated, Prahladananda Maharaj gave me this name, Madhava. So he told me this, that Madhava means husband of the goddess of fortune. And this means that if you preach, if you serve Krishna, then the goddess of fortune is there. So she will provide everything necessary. So all we have to do is try to please Krishna. And Lakshmi Devi is there also. So that's the reason why devotees, their life is also good materially. Maybe not short term, but long term, they are having a good life. We were many times joking with the devotees. It's not a joke that who is eating better food than the devotees? Especially here in Ljubljana. In the temple, who eats like this? Nobody. Many rich people, they don't eat like food like this. So, yeah, it's good life even from material perspective. So this is something very practical. This is just one principle. But yeah, I wanted to focus a bit more on the other part. Because today is special day something which is very interesting is that Srila Prabhupada also took sannyas on Bhadra Purnima. So I didn't realize it before, but so Srila Prabhupada's life is dedicated to Srimad Bhagavatam. He was writing these books. When he came to the US, he came with 40 rupees. But he had something more than that. He had Srimad Bhagavatam. And when people asked him, are you going to to America? He said something very interesting. He said, no, Srimad Bhagavatam is going to America. I'm just accompanying Srimad Bhagavatam. So I read this. I thought it's quite nice. I wish I remember this. So when I go for Sankirtan, I will think like this: that I'm not going for Sankirtan. These books are going out, and I'm just their servant, you know, someone who carries them around. But it's very very nice way of seeing things. Srila Prabhupada wanted that we also read these books. There's one incident in, I think it's in France, but I don't remember. They were distributing lots of books. They were really distributing lots of books. And Srila Prabhupada came, and they were expecting, well, Srila Prabhupada will be like, glorifying us. So Srila Prabhupada said something like, okay, you are distributing so many books. I hear you are distributing so many books. Already devotees were very exalted. And Srila Prabhupada said also, but are you also reading these books? And the devotees were like already, yeah, but you know, we have so many services, we distribute so many books, and Prabhupada, he made like a face and realized, then what's the use? Very, very strong. Because, so Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to, that we, really study these books. Because our process is Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga means intelligence. Yoga of the intelligence. And so we are expected, Prahladananda Maharaj many times said, we are expected to be independently thoughtful. This doesn't mean that we are independent of Guru Sadhu Shastra. This means we are thinking for ourselves, and that we take what we get from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and we put it inside our intelligence. We take this Bhagavatam and we put it inside. And when there's some situation, we take this Bhagavatam from inside, these Shastras, and we see what's Bhagavatam proposing for this situation. Huh? What should we do? How do I know? I have my Bhagavatam here. Let's search in the Bhagavatam. What would Bhagavatam propose for this situation? And there's a very interesting incident. Probably you heard of it before. There was an incident in New York temple. The devotees met on the street some lady who was supposed to be the she was supposed to inherit the Toyota, the whole Toyota brand. So devotees were thinking, oh, this we will have all this money, we'll use it for Krishna consciousness, we'll spread Krishna consciousness everywhere, we will, yeah. So they were very careful with this lady. They didn't think that, oh, what she's doing on the street. yeah, anyway. So some devotee got close to her, he married her, and she was thought of very highly. And after some time, in the fridge, there was some chicken also. So there was some degradation of the philosophy, but the temple, her husband was the temple president, so it was, they thought, okay, it's temple president, we should follow temple president. So they had this chicken in the fridge and nobody was saying anything because temple president put it, the chicken in the fridge, like Ananta Prabhu put the chicken in the fridge. Then what can you say? Is temple president. Just joking, of course he won't do that. And Srila Prabhupada, after some time, Srila Prabhupada came to the temple. Panchatat Faki Jai. And Srila Prabhupada came and he saw, and of course he fixed the whole thing. But most interesting is how he reacted towards the devotees. And there were some young devotees, new devotees, and he said, very nice, very nice. You are following temple authorities. This is very good from you. It's very good. I'm very happy with you. But then he went to the senior devotees, and then he said, why didn't you do something? But you know, the temple president, yes, but aren't you studying our philosophy? Don't you understand that this, we're not eating meat? So Srila Prabhupada was not very happy. So Srila Prabhupada is expecting that we go at this stage where we also understand by ourselves the philosophy. Yeah, so it's we put it inside. So it's interesting because it was Vamana Deva appearance day, and sometimes we present this lila very shortly, and then we have this idea. Yeah, Bali Maharaj somehow he was lucky. He just somehow he liked Vamana Dev. I said, okay, yeah, give. Why not give? But no, he wasn't. He was a demon also, so stupid demon. No. Bali Maharaj, he knew very well what he was doing. Because Shukracharya told him, yeah, this is Vishnu, is coming to trick you, to take everything. You should not give everything to Vishnu. And Bali Maharaj was thinking, he was not saying like this, but actually I read in Bhagavad Gita that you should surrender everything to Vishnu, huh? So, yeah, what to do? I have to surrender everything to Vishnu. Shukracharya came with many reasons. No, don't do this because I don't know. But no, Bali Maharaj, he knew the philosophy very well. He said, no, our philosophy is we should surrender everything to Vishnu. So I do everything I surrender everything to Vishnu. If this is Vishnu coming to trick me, perfect. This is what I was waiting for my whole life. Like now, if Krishna comes and said, okay, you give me everything. So what do you say? Yes, sure. Of course, take. He was very, very much inclined how to please Krishna. Even after because after taking the whole universe with first two steps, Vamanadev is like, okay, you promised three steps, then you give two. So what should I do with the last? And Bali Maharaj, he's in with the ropes, he's tied up, you know, he was trying to do some good thing, and he was in a difficult position. But what he's thinking, he's like, he's upset. Oh, I didn't please Krishna. How can I please Krishna? He's not thinking, oh, why is this happening to me? Why? He's just thinking, how do I please Krishna? I want to please Krishna. I did something and I did not please Krishna. I want to please Krishna. So he says, okay. I give also my body, my consciousness, because this is what Krishna actually expects. So, Bali Maharaj, he knew the philosophy very well, so that's why he had the faith to do this, to do the right things. Because many times it happens like in Bali Maharaj's case, you do the right thing, and it looks like it's not going the right way. The reactions like you come to Krishna consciousness movement and family, they are like, what are you doing? And friends, they are, do something normal, why? And yeah, but if you have faith, you know, yes, but I'm doing the right thing. You know, actually, this karma kanda is all meant to teach people this thing, that you have to do your duty no matter what, even if reactions are not so good, you still do your duty. There's so many cases like this. So this is the teaching of this karma kanda section. And because reactions, results will come, they don't come in 5 minutes. They come after some time. So you have to do the right thing and the results will come. So this was just the important idea is that we have to study Srimad Bhagavatam and we have to really understand and know how to apply it in our lives. And this is the first part. And then we can also distribute this Srimad Bhagavatam to others. Because our movement is meant to, it's two parts. One is achar, personal practice. And the second is prachar, giving this to others. So today is very auspicious day to give Srimad Bhagavatam to others. But every day is auspicious day to give some books to others. There's one interesting thing when because there's this verse which is very well known from Lord Chaitanya, Yaradeka Tareka Krishna Upadesha Amara Agya Guru Hanatara Edesha. So this verse says that whoever you meet, you tell him something about Krishna. And very interesting is the context of this verse, because this verse is spoken to Kurma Brahmana. So Kurma Brahmana, he met Lord Chaitanya, and he said, okay, I'm going from home. I'm leaving home. And I will come with you. And this is the proposal of Kurma Brahmana. And Lord Chaitanya says something, says this verse. No, you stay here where you are and you preach. You tell everyone about Krishna. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. You stay here. And then he says something even more interesting. He says, if you do this, your material life will not be an impediment. And then he says a bit more. He says, if you do this, I will be here coming back. That's the third part. So first he says, if you do this, I will come back. But then he says, like Mataji says very, very nicely, he says, no, actually, I will not come back because I will always be here with you. It's very, very interesting thing. Lord Chaitanya says, if you preach, you stay here, you tell everyone about Krishna, and I will be here. I will not go and come back. I will be here. So this is this is the secret of success, to have Krishna on your side. It's there's so many cases, like we have here the case of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went to the US with nothing. What did he have? He had Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Krishna also. So he had Krishna on your side. And sometimes people think, oh, what does he have? Krishna. You know, like Duryodhana in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Duryodhana is computing. Like, I have bigger army. Yes, I have bigger army. Yes, he has bigger army. And I have Bhishma. Bhishma, he's undefeatable. So what does he have? Nothing. No problem. We'll beat him without any problem. What do they have? Bhima is like a fig, they call in comparison with Bhishma. It's nothing. But what do they have? They have Krishna. That's it. That's all they have. So many cases. Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is even extreme example. Because Prahlad Maharaj is 5 years old. And his father is having the entire universe, the most powerful person. No problem. Because Prahlad Maharaj is Krishna. So this is... this is what... and also... Krishna also tells Arjuna that I am winning, you know. This battle, I am winning. Bhishma is dead. Karna is dead. Drona is dead. So you choose what you want to do in this battle. But I like you. I mean, you're my devotee, so I want to give you the glories. But you choose. But it's not that this... this battle will not be won without you. Here Srila Prabhupada says, if the devotees continue to spread this movement, dedicating life and soul to the lotus feet of Krishna, no one will be able to check it. So Srila Prabhupada, the movement will go forward without limits. It's just as easy as that. Because he puts like if. But actually this is the movement of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya likes to spread this movement. This movement will be spread. So the only question is, what is our role in this movement? So it's not so much that... the devotees, the movement depends on the devotees, but it's good for the devotees. Because actually, Krishna comes to take our service because it's good for us. So it's good to be on Krishna's side. So this is actually our choice. The more we get on Krishna's side, the more everything will be provided and this movement will go forward. This is a special day where we are meant to study Srimad Bhagavatam, to worship Srimad Bhagavatam and give it to others. That's it. I don't know. I think I'll stop here. If there are some comments, questions.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your lecture, Prabhuji. You said very nice, everything very clear, but I have this tendency that I make also mistakes. Is there any possibility to make any mistakes when you are distributing Krishna to others, or it's only mistake that you don't distribute, or maybe you can elaborate a little bit about this to help me in my future.
Sankirtan is very, very interesting because recently I saw a Sankirtan course by Navinani Radha Prabhu. So normally you would expect Sankirtan courses like, or yeah, devotees, they understand. But some people would expect that Sankirtan course is like, you go on the street, you tell them this, you tell them this, you tell them this, you do like this, you keep the book like this. No. So first Prabhu said, started with sadhana. Because you have to, I mean, it's a whole seminar on Sankirtan. You can check it. It's very interesting. But he starts with sadhana because you cannot distribute something you don't have. So it's like Prahladananda Maharaj gives the example in your specific question. He gives the example that you are working for BMW and you are selling Audi. You're selling Audis in that. Your bosses on BMW, they will be like not very happy. You're selling, yes, but you're not selling what you should be saying, selling. So it's very interesting. Very shortly, this Sankirtan forces you to become a better devotee, because about giving something you don't have. There's this classical story about there was one child who he had diabetes. It's called, yeah, and he couldn't eat sugar. He would die if he would eat sugar. You probably know the story. So his mother was going to. Okay, what to do? And then they went to a guru, and to the guru, please tell him he doesn't listen to me. Please tell him that he cannot eat sugar. And this guru says, yes, come in 2 weeks. Yeah. Okay, they are coming after 2 weeks. They go to the guru. The guru says, please don't eat sugar anymore. And then he says, okay, yes, okay, sure. No problem. So then he stops eating sugar. And then the mother is asking, she's like very happy. But after some time she's thinking, why 2 weeks? Why these 2 weeks? Why not just tell him directly? And then he went back, why did you have to wait for 2 weeks? And then he said, no, but at that point I was eating sugar. So I couldn't tell him, So he couldn't convince him because he was not practicing, what he taught. So this is very, Prabhupada said purity is the force. Because first you have to, it's very important that, long term, short term you can do something. But long term, if you are not convinced of what you're doing, what will you preach? I will be like, you will meet someone and he will give you some Mayavadi philosophy and say, oh, actually it's not so bad. It doesn't sound so bad. Well, yeah. So actually this is very important that, because it's achar and prachar, it's very important that we understand the philosophy, that we study, that we, usually Sankirtan devotees, they read 1 hour, 2 hours per day. Because, yeah. Sure.
Thank you, Prabhu, for such an enlivening lecture. I'm feeling so enlivened by all the various points you mentioned, and I've been reflecting. I was wondering if you could give us some guidance that sometimes we are practicing Krishna consciousness, but we seem to become stuck. You know, we are just not making progress, we are just drifting along, or we are not really getting deep into what we should be doing. So how to overcome these blocks so that we can keep advancing nicely in our Krishna consciousness?
I don't know. I will try to answer something. First thing, we should remember, sometimes the questions come up, okay, we're distributing so many books, but where are the devotees? Why they are not coming so fast? But this is, we can understand that these impurities, they are coming from many, many lifetimes. So you cannot just expect that someone gets a book and he will join the temple. His life will start, but spiritual life will start, but it's getting, it's contamination is quite big. So many times it's just about having patience, just going forward, you know, like, and sure, you, there's this verse, I don't know, from 10th canto, which Lord Brahma tells, that you should keep going, tolerate whatever comes. Sometimes there's difficulties. Yeah. But, yeah, keep going, and the time will come. And of course, this means for specific cases, this is good to have guidance of senior devotees, spiritual master, and that you can ask, okay, I'm in this situation. But many times, yeah, just keep going. Not, I don't know. This is helpful. So I think we shall stop here. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.